Toysa says, at the beginning of the Sefer, like by Bereishis, that's where you have to leave over blank enough space to go around the whole Sefer Torah. Over the Sefer at the end, Kedei Logol Omud, it's enough just at the end to go around the Omud. In other words, they used to have the Omud, like the Atzei Chaim, the wood, on the end, and around that they would wrap around the whole Sefer Torah. So at the beginning, by the Bereishis, there you have to leave blank enough space to go around the whole Sefer. Moses Vaito. Again, if you end one sefer at the bottom of the page, and then the new sefer, you're allowed to start right away on top of the new page. If they're coming now to cut it, to make it into two different svarim, you're allowed to cut it. So one says, "My come, like, what are you telling me? Pshit, you're allowed to do that." So one says, "Okay, come, this is what we mean to say. That the locher is, you know why the locher is, that if you finish one sefer on the bottom, then when you want to start the next sefer, you let it start all the way up on top, and you do not have to leave something blank, is because since it's possible to come and cut it, to make it into two different svarim, so now you may have a new sefer here. So therefore it's not nice to start a new sefer like a line or two below. It's more covered, it's more hidden to start the new sefer on top. Therefore, the new sefer, even though it's a continuation from an old sefer, you're allowed to start the new sefer on the top of the page. For the Mara Rimino, I have a question now. It says, "Tchila sefer v'sefer k'dei logol," that at the beginning of the sefer, at the end of the sefer Torah, how much parchment do you have to leave blank? Enough to go around. But mashma, both at the beginning and at the end, you have to have the same size of going around. Now the Gemara asks the question, k'dei logol mai, what do you have to go around? E k'dei logol omod, if it means to go around the Yatzar Chaim, the wood. If so, kashi hekef. It's real what it said before. It said that the sefer, you have to go around the whole sefer. E k'dei logol hekef, if it means here, that both the beginning and the end needs enough blank parchment to go around the whole sefer. If so, kashi omod, that before we had at least one gears was at the beginning, you only need enough blank that goes around the Yatzar Chaim, just the eights alone, not around those sefers. That's a stira. So my answer is, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Litzdod in Ketoni. What it means here also, G'day Logul, means a different shiurim. At the beginning of the sefer, you only have to go around the Yatz, the Omer, that's all. At the end of the sefer, there you have to go around the whole circumference of the sefer. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Ki tan yohi b'sefer toiro. So when do we say they both have the same shear? That's by a Sefer Torah, not by the other Nevi'im. Why? Because the Tanya, like we learn like this, Kol ha-svarim niglolim mitchilosan la-sefen. All the other svarim, the Nevi'im of the Ksuvim, they only have like one eighth, only one omud, and the Sefer is wrapped around that one. So then there's a difference between the place of the eighth of the omud. You only need blank, enough to go around that omud, and on the other side you need enough to go around the whole Sefer. However, the Sefer Torah niglal liem tiusay, a Sefer Torah then had, it says, v'yoyseloi omud elach v'elach, a Sefer Torah had two amudim on both sides, like we have now. And therefore, when they roll up the Sefer Torah, most of the time it's like in halfway. Sefer Simpas, since it's liem tiusay, therefore all you need is just k'dei logul. You only need enough to go around the omud, both the beginning and the end at the end. Since here you have two amudim on both sides. Omer Reb Leza Breb Tzadik Kachoyu Koisvei Svarim Shev Yerushalayim Oisim Sefrayim. This is the way the people that wrote Sefer in Yerushalayim used to do, that they used to have two Amudim and they only leave over enough to go around each Amud. Tana Rabbonin Ein Oisim Sefer Torah Loi Orko Yoisar Al HaKeifoi. The hiddur of a Sefer Torah is that it should not be longer than the circumference of the Sefer Torah, the Hekif. Whatever the circumference of the sefer, after you finish the whole sefer, and you have all the parchment together, the hekif, the circumference that goes around it, that's how long the sefer Torah should be. But v'loy hekif for yoyser alokoi, but you should not have the circumference longer, more than the length of the sefer. And like Rashi says, it means to say that tzorach letzamtzim aksav, lefiyuvei aklaf, that you have to make sure when you're writing the Sefer Torah that after you finish it, the string that's going to go around the thickness of the Sefer Torah, that's going to be the same measurement as the length of the Sefer Torah, which is a very hard thing to do, like we'll soon see. So therefore, Allah is brought down like this. But about it is on lechatchila, this is the hiddur in the Sefer Torah. But even if you don't have this measurement, still the Sefer Torah is kosher. Now the Gemara asks the question, Shalu es Rebbe, the yes Rebbe, shir Sefer Torah b'kama. If so, how long should a Sefer Torah be? Or Maleni answered back, the gvil. If you use the gvil, Rashi said that's thick parchment, shisha. Then it should be 6 tefachim long. The klap, what's going to be if you use parchment that's not so thick, thin parchment, b'kama? Any day, he's not sure, like you have to, it's hard to get the exact measurement. Ravuna cost of shivin sifre di raisa. Ravuna wrote 70 sefer Torahs for lo yisrami le'elachad. Only one of them came out that the circumference around the sefer Torah was exactly equal to the length. Rav Acha bar Yaakov kosev choda moshke digla. He wrote one sefer Torah on the parchment from a kef. The yisrami le, and he was able to make it that the orka was kehekefoy. And Yoivu be Rabbonin in Nayu, the Rabbonin like I gave him a Nayan Hara, they looked at him, and Benach Nash, he was nifta because of this. Now, Omrulei Rabbonin le Rav Hamnuna, the Rabbonin said to Rav Hamnuna, Kosav Rabbi Yami Dalad Meyos Sifre Torah. Rabbi Yami wrote 400 Sifre Torah. Omulu, he said back to him, how could that be? Dilma, maybe Torah Tzivulon Moshe Kosav. Maybe all he wrote was just four times like this pasuk of Torah Tzivulon Moshe. But to write 400 Sifre Torah, like Rashi said, it's impossible. There's not enough time in a lifespan to write so much. And Jassan Toys speaks out of Yom Rabbeinu Tam. Do you say pasuk Kori Torah? This pasuk of Torah Tzivulon, that's called Torah. Like the Gemara in Sukkah says that if you have a cotton, so as soon as he knows how to talk, the father is mechuyev to teach him Torah. And the Gemara says, what's called Torah? What do you have to teach him? You have to teach him this pasuk of Torah Tzivulon Moshe. And then the Rama Paskin, the Zechiv Midi Raisa, even though usually Chinuch is only with the Rabbanan, but it has a mitzvah as Libra Torah to start to teach your son Torah as soon as he could start talking. The Zechiv Midi Raisa, you have to teach him Torah. And what's called Torah? This pasuk of Torah Tzivulon Moshe. Sounds like this Gemara here. That this pasuk is called a Torah. Then the Gemara says that Omaluhu, Omale Rav Rav Zera, Rav said to Rav Zera that not the Rav Yanai Arbe Meya Karmi, that Rav Yanai planted 400 vineyards. So Omale said back to him, how could that be? Dilma maybe Shtayim Kineket Shtayim Viachas Yetzei Zonov, maybe only planted like two vines and then another two vines, two opposite two, and then a fifth one in front, and that's the smallest amount to make a kerim. Maybe he only did that 400 times. Now, mates, I have a question. It says, Orin Shosu Moshe, the Orin HaKodesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Torah says, was Amosayim V'chatzi Orkoi. It was 2.5 Amis long, the Erech, V'yama V'chatzi Rochboi, and it was 1.5 Amis of the width, V'yama V'chatzi Kamosoi, the height of it was also 1.5 Amis. Now, Biyamos Abbas Shishat Fochim. This is Rameh Shita, that the Kalim were made with an Amo of 6 Tvachim. Now it's brought down that the Haluchois, Tizigmor Nadorim, that the Haluchois Orkon Shisha for Rochbon Shisha. The Luchois were 6 Tvachim long and 6 Tvachim wide. As the near also could be the Loch we had before, that the Sefer Torah is supposed to be Orkon Kerochboi, Dunya to the Luchois. That each Luach was 6 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Now, the Yuvian Shlesha, and the depth of it, the thickness of it, was 3 tefachim. Now, Munochois Kineged Orka Shaloran, they put the Luchas inside the Yoran, so it was one Luach next to the next Luach, on the length of it. Now, Kama Luchas Achelis, if so, how much did the Luchas take up in the Yoran, if it was 6 tefachim long, and the Oren was 2.5 amis long, 2.5, that's 6, that's 15 tvachim long. Now, these two luchais together was 12 tvachim. So, shneim osa tvachais, the two luchas took up 12 tvachim. So, nishtai resham shloshet tvachim was left over 3 tvachim. Now, out of these 3 tvachim, as we're saying now, that the orin was 2.5 amis. That's 15 tefachim, but that's on the outside of it. So there's a thickness of the walls. So therefore, same mehem tefach, take off one tefach. Chetzi l'koysel zeh, for chetzi l'koysel zeh, half of it for one wall, half of it for the other wall. Nishtai rusham, how much is left over here? Shnei tefachim, 2 tefachim is left over. Shebehem sefer Torah munach, and these 2 tefachim, that's for the sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu put. that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, like Rashi says, Sefer Torah Shekras of Moshe, K'moshe Nema, the Pasuk says, V'yichtav Moshe Satorah. So this Sefer Torah was put there in those two Tvachim. Shinema the Pasuk in Malachim says that Ein Biorin Rak Shnei Luchos Havonim Asher Haniach Shem Moshe. And the Orin was one of the two Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu put there. So now, what's this Lush, this double Lushan of Ein Biorin Rak? So Miyat Acha Miyat, it comes out, it's a Miyat Acha Miyat, it says Ein and then it says Rak. And the Klal is V'yein Miyat Acha Miyat El L'Rabbis, it comes to include something. So it's L'Rabbis Sefer Torah Shemunach B'Yoren, that the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was also put inside the Yoren. This is all according to Rabbi Meir Shita. So Moshe says now, Pirnasos Oren Liokri, you took care of the account of the length of the Yoren. But now Tzeya Parnas Oren L'Rochba, let's see about the width of the Yoren. Now, because we had so far that the Oren was an Am and a Half wide, that's 9 Tvachim wide. The Kama Luchas Achelis, the Oren, how wide was the Luchas that were in the Oren? Shisha Tvachim, was only 6 Tvachim. So Nishtai Risham Shlesha Tvachim, was left over 3 more Tvachim. Tzei Mehem Tefach, take off 1 Tefach for the walls. Chetzev L'Kaisel Zeh, V'Chetzev L'Kaisel Zeh. Nishtai Risham Shnei Tvachim, was only left over 2 Tvachim. What's the purpose of these two tefachim? Shlo yehi sefer Torah nichnas v'yetzik u'shadechik. Tiver Rabbi Meir. You don't have to like push in the sefer Torah. So they had an extra two tefachim to make sure the sefer Torah would fit in nicely. Now, Tiver Rabbi Meir, this is all the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bi'amo bas chamisha tefachim. When the Torah gives the measurements of the Oren, Amasayim v'chaytzi, that's going on an Amo of 5 Tvachim. Therefore, and v'halucha is Orkon Shisha v'roch pon Shisha. Now, the Luchas were still the same, those were 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. And v'yovian shloisha, and the thick was 3 Tvachim. Now, Munochas, the two Luchas were lie down the Orkon Shiloren, according to the long the length of the Oren. Now, Kama Luchas Echelus B'Yorin, Shnei Masa Tvachim, it still took up 12 Tvachim in the length of the Yorin. Now, how long was the Yorin according to Rav Yehuda? It was 2 Amos and a half, so that's 10, and another half of an Amo, which is 12 and a half. So it was only 12 and a half Amos long. And so Nishtayah Shom Chatzit Tefach, it was left over just a half of a Tefach, and therefore that was used up for Etzpa L'Koysel Zeh, for Etzpa L'Koysel Zeh, one Etzpa for one wall and one Etzpa for the next wall. Now, Pirnas Oren Liorka, we took care of the Oren, the lengthwise of the Oren. Tzeyo Parnis Oren L'Rochba, now let's take care of the width of the Oren. Kam Luchas Oigdeis B'Oren Shisha Tvachim, like how wide were the Oren in the Luchas? There were 6 Tvachim. Now, the width of the Oren was an Am and a Half.